It's been just over half a year since Illinois made it illegal to talk on your phone while driving without the use of a hands-free device. There are some exceptions. You can hold your phone if your car is stopped, say at a railroad crossing for a freight train, and in park or neutral, or if you pull off onto the shoulder. The law also makes an exemption for law enforcement. A recent YouTube sensation raises the question, should police get special treatment? When a video goes viral on the internet, you know it's touched a nerve. So far, a clip posted last month on YouTube by Brian Miner, a 35-year-old truck driver from Mattoon, is edging toward 5 million views, not to mention those who watched it when it got picked up by Good Morning America.
What could be the best story of the morning? The trucker gets pulled over by the police officer, but doesn't take it.
Yeah.
He's speaking out this morning here at DMA.
Miner says he was driving down I-57 between Champaign and Pasotum on a rainy day in June when he noticed an officer he says was speeding and talking on his cell phone with the phone up to his ear. And it bothered him, so he honked.
Just a beep, beep.
Mind you, none of that was caught on camera. Nevertheless, Miner did record his interaction with the trooper once he'd been pulled over for honking.
Trooper General, Illinois State Police. I pulled you over the horn. I don't know what that was about.
Because you were speeding and you had your cell phone in your hand?
No, the cell phone was... police officers can actually use technology when they're driving.
Oh, so you guys are above the law?
The trooper's right. Illinois law makes an exemption to the hands-free cell phone ban for law enforcement and emergency vehicle operators while performing official duties. The sponsor of the law, Democratic Representative John DiMicco of Chicago, stands by that, even after having watched Miner's video.
You don't know if the police officer could be talking to their superiors or on their way to another scene.
That's why the laws have been written this way. It allows police officers to do their job, but yet they have to do it in a manner that it's safe for other people.
That's Limie Nargelinas, a former state police director. He now lobbies for the State Police Chiefs Association. Nargelinas says there are legitimate reasons for police to be on the phone. The key, he says, is that it has to be in the line of duty.
Not just because a police officer wants to run up and down the highway above the speed limit.
He says then an officer should be disciplined. Take the case of Matt Mitchell, who was fired from the state police for causing a 2007 crash that killed two teenage sisters from Collinsville. He reportedly had been traveling at greater than 120 miles an hour while talking on the phone to his girlfriend. Even when it is legitimate, Nargelinas admits police have a lot going on while they drive. He says the state police do a lot of training in preparation for that.
How do you pursue someone and talk on the radio at the same time? So you've got one hand on the microphone and one hand on the steering wheel while you're traveling 110 miles an hour. Those are things that you need to practice and learn.
Still, Nargelinas says hands-free would be best, but he says it's too expensive to be required by law. A spokesman for the Illinois State Police says that agency has a strict policy on wireless communications. She says the trooper who was filmed by trucker Brian Miner was not on his cell phone and, quote, provided plausible law enforcement reasoning for his responses to the trucker.
Open?
Yeah.
As you can hear on that YouTube clip, the trooper didn't give Miner a ticket.
You're just trying to, you know, help me out, you know, help me drive safely. I understand that. So, but
we're all out here sharing the same road.
Absolutely.
You should be held accountable to the same standards as I am.
Absolutely.
But Miner isn't satisfied with where the law stands. He says from his perch in a truck cab, he frequently sees police speeding excessively or on the phone when police are supposed to be the ones setting an example. And with Bluetooth technology, he says nobody should be above the law. It's not just the police. Miner, who acknowledges he's never had much respect for authority, says it feels like it's the same with politicians and public officials from the president on down.
And then there's us little citizens down here that everybody else gets to make the rules for us, but they don't have to live by them.
It's the sort of notion that's resonated, a sentiment caught on video that's gone viral. I'm Amanda Vinicky.